Meeting today with NATO's Secretary General at the White House as the alliance celebrates its 70th anniversary in Washington this week. Trump has frequently criticized other NATO members for underinvesting on defense and relying too heavily on the United States. He has also called the alliance obsolete. But Congress has invited the NATO Secretary General to address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, in a move that former NATO Ambassador Nicholas Burns calls a rebuke to President Trump.
I think this is a signal by the Congress that if the president won't stand up for NATO, Republicans and Democrats in the Congress together will.
British lawmakers are meeting today to discuss a possible extension of the April 12th deadline for reaching a Brexit deal in order to avoid the chaos of an exit without a deal in place. Meanwhile, World Trade Organization Director General Roberto Azevedo says a no-deal Brexit is likely to impact many sectors.
In trading goods, I'm sure that there will be a rise in trade costs with an impact for consumers, for the regular citizen, day-to-day activities. In agriculture, that impact will be even higher. And services, it will also be a high impact as well.
A whistleblower from inside the White House says senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. Congressman Elijah Cummings, chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, said the officials in question had a wide range of serious disqualifying issues, including foreign influence, conflicts of interest, financial problems, drug use, and criminal conduct. The White House had no immediate comment. In Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border.
The Homeland Security